FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello everybody and welcome to this special This Club Is My Club, recorded here in the rain of North Manchester's FC United this evening on Tuesday night, host Stafford Rangers in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And without further ado, it's now time to hand over to FC Live team to hear how FC United got on in this one. Hello everyone and welcome to Broadhurst Park. Statoil Paul joins us. Hello Paul.
It's gone a bit biblical here.
It has, it really has. Obviously Saturday's match was postponed. Atherton calls. I think that when the postponement was made, the pitch was playable, but there was forecast of heavy rain for the rest of the afternoon. So wise precaution. Stafford Rangers tonight, tough one.
Yeah, it's another one of those difficult ones against the team that's at the bottom of the table, where the expectation is you'll win it. And as we know historically, FC have stumbled against sides at the bottom of the table over the years. The likes of Durham City, Telford, there's been quite a number.
Drawsden.
Yeah. So
Nuneaton.
It's a dangerous game.
Any more?
Oh, lots.
It's a dangerous game as well because of the pitch. It is absolutely chucking it down. It looks like hailstone, actually, at the moment. The pitch is generally fine, but it is going to be a bit zippy if it carries on like this, isn't it?
It's not going to be an easy surface. It's certainly not the golden surface that we've grown to know and love for some years here. It's going to be tricky. But, again, you know, it's a game where it's a bit of a stepping stone for FC, this. We win this, we've got two ways to come. And we close the gap on the third place side. So it's very, very important that we get the points tonight.
It's not quite a busy night in the Northern Premier League, but there's some important matches taking place, which, one actually, because the Whitby Town match for Radcliffe got postponed early in the afternoon. I did know that. Warrington Town taking on Grantham. Big night for Warrington. They're 4 points behind us currently. That's quite a gap at the moment, isn't it? It could be seven by the end of this. End of tonight.
There's been a bit of a breakaway at the top by a number of clubs, and FC luckily are on the right side of that breakaway.
And hopefully that will carry on this evening. FC United taking on Stafford Rangers, as Paul rightly says, bottom of the table and 6 points adrift from the rest of the league. That said, the former Stafford Rangers hasn't been too bad. They lost to Whitby at the weekend, but before that, they were, there were five games unbeaten, Paul. But
they've only won once away, and that's the key. And we're in the middle of February now, and they must look at this game, Stafford, and say, we must start winning away from home. If we're going to stay up in this division, I think the gap's 9 points between them and safety. That's a big gap, and they've got to close it tonight.
Well, FC United lining up this evening, and there's been a couple of tactical changes. Apart from Curtis Jones, who's still got a bit of a niggle, everyone else is fit. And I was going to say, Linney's still suspended, isn't he?
Yes, he's back on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, for his trip back to his old haunts of Bamber Bridge.
Yes, he won't want to miss that.
But he's suspended for this evening's game. Neil Reynolds has employed an interesting lineup. Mike Potts lines up wearing number 8, Luke Griffiths wearing number 4 in midfield. But ahead of them, we've got Michael Donoghue wearing number 10, Finlay Sinclair Smith wearing 11, Kyle Hawley wearing number 7, and Tunde Owolabi wearing his customary 9. How are we lining up tonight, Paul? It looks like we're going with interesting.
Hawley's going to be up front,
yes,
isn't he? I think there's no doubt.
Tunde on the left, you think?
I think Hawley might be through the middle and Tunde slightly wide. Sinclair Smith, I guess, is going to play wide right. Donoghue, presumably, is going to be possibly a midfield role, do you think?
Or through the middle. Yeah. Through the middle, and obviously Griffiths and Potts. I mean, we should talk about the Baseford performance, really, and what that does for confidence.
I thought it was a very good performance at Baseford, and we took it to them. And it was if we carry on that attitude for the rest of the season, I think we're going to be very close to winning the title.
Well, FC United will need, if they're going to be in the title shake-up or certainly stay in the playoff shake-up, it's going to be games like this they have to win. A busy period for FC United coming up. Got Bamber Bridge on Saturday. We've got Nantwich Town away on Tuesday, which is a very, very tricky game, most definitely. And then I think we've got the likes of Warrington, Mickleover and South Shields as well in March. So it's all happening. I mean,
there's a lot of points in February, potentially.
One of the things in the build-up to the Atherton Coles match, which never got aired, was the pre-match interview with Neil Reynolds. Happy birthday to Neil Reynolds, by the way. And he was talking about the knockback that was the Barrow result and performance and the effect that it's had on the squad. And last week, the squad seemed like it turned a corner after Baseford and had gone back to the way it was before the Barrow match. So it'd be interesting to see if that translates onto the pitch tonight.
Yeah, I think it's possible that the Barrow game was, the result was overlooked, but the actual damaging morale thing, that wasn't, it wasn't gauged fully at the time, but here we are.
Well, the teams are now coming out onto the pitch. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's FC United against Stafford Rangers in the Northern Premier League Premier Division, and it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this evening's game. It's Stato Paul, but first, it's a welcome return to James Quinn.
Donoghue battling away, 25 yards out, then he's shoved down there by number 8 Sam Coulson, unceremoniously, and pretty decent position to have a free kick for FC United. It's about 25 yards out. It's almost level with the keeper's right-hand post. Griffiths.
Griffiths yet to score this season. Well, he's hit the woodwork a couple of times.
Well, looks like he's the man.
Hit the bar against Baseford, didn't he?
Doyle has stayed back, but Elston has gone up.
10 minutes just played.
Griffiths with the free kick for FC United. Here it comes. It's a great shot! Oh, what a shot! And there's a bit of an inquest at the back. For Stafford, that ball seemed to bypass the wall and go low to the keeper's left. Keeper unsighted, didn't move anyway. But excellent free kick. And Griffiths scores his first goal.
His first goal for the club. And that now leaves Jack Lenehan out on his own, I think, as one of the few outfield players who hasn't scored yet.
Now it's down the line there, that throw-in. Jonathan Brown there. Morris... catches him, and it's enough to interest the referee. And it's a free kick, one of those free kicks that's akin to a corner, almost.
The way we'd dealt with crosses, it's a disturbing position.
Indeed, and there have been some good deliveries from Stafford in these situations. Thorley, the man who's going to drop this one in. And it comes, nice delivery, right under the crossbar. It hits the post, and it goes in off the rebound.
That's been coming.
And Moran, I think the man who's got it. No VAR, I'm afraid. And there's some sort of inquest going on here.
Now, the player, I can't see the player's number, but it's the guy who's already on a yellow card, and he threw the ball at the crowd, basically, celebration.
I think I'll just get a word there. It's exuberant there, but FC United find themselves level. And this, Paul, although Stafford's form has improved, this is a game FC will feel they have to win to maintain their...
I'm just watching this card here, because the card's coming out.
Is this...
Well, now we'll find out if I was correct earlier who got that yellow card.
And the referee... And there is a yellow card. Now, is it the same...
This is number 5, who I thought got booked earlier.
And there's a real old inquest here. I don't know what's taking so long. Captain's got involved. Yellow card. And there's a second yellow. And it is, well, and he's done something a little bit silly. It's quite harsh. But you throw the ball in the crowd petulantly and you give the referee a decision to make. Stafford equalise. And now they're down to 10 men. I beg your pardon, it's Danny Burns has gone off. And every time a player gets the ball, there's a man on him from Stafford. But now Morris, space right-hand side. Can he deliver quality? And it comes, hits Josh Burns, comes out to Dodd. Dodd, square ball, Lenehan. Lenehan back to Dodd, 30 yards out. Dodd now thrusting forward. He chips it out there. It's Hoshan Smith with a chance. He scores! Hoshan Smith with his second goal for FC United. And, well, he put a couple of wild passes in earlier. A wild shot and a wild cross, I should say. But he kept his composure. He took it on the chest, put it down to his left foot and placed it very neatly to the keeper's right-hand corner. FC United back in front, 2-1.
79 minutes played.
That was one of the first times in the last 10 minutes that we've actually played a forward ball accurately into the box and actually picked out a player.
Arms outstretched for Neil Reynolds. We're into the fifth minute of added time, and the referee had indicated four. Cameron Belford clears it, and there goes the whistle, and FC United get the job done here once again. Not the prettiest of performances.
Big win that, though.
But it really is a big 3 points. So we'll keep you posted on the final score at Warrington.
It closes the gap on Lancaster to 1 point, I think, with two games in hand.
And it closes the gap on South Shields to six. And, of course, we have a game in hand over South Shields.
And a game in hand on Basford?
Yep.
And
we're 2 points. I'll tell you now. We're 6 points behind South Shields. So we do have a game in hand over South Shields. Of course, we play them in mid-match. We're 2 points behind Basford with a game in hand, and we're a point now behind Lancaster City with two games in hand. Nantwich Town, who didn't play tonight, obviously, they're 3 points behind us with a game in hand. Full time at Cantilever Park as well. Warrington Town 3, Grantham Town 3. Warrington digging deep and getting two goals in that second half to share the points. They're 3 points outside the playoffs, having played a game more than Nantwich Town. It's a big result, that, Paul. I was thinking when it was 1-1 that if it stays like this, it's a distant hope of the league title, but that would be the league title done. It just keeps the door just slightly ajar.
Yeah, I think psychologically it would have been, again, very damaging to drop points tonight, but we've got the 3 points. We've got a tough assignment at Bamber Bridge on Saturday with all the emotion that goes with that. But the key is that one of the games in hand is Nantwich, technically on Tuesday next week. And
how big is that game, Paul?
We've got 6 points to play for in the space of a few days, and that can make a massive difference at the top of the table.
Absolutely. Just to say, we will have full commentary available at that Bamber Bridge game. Neil Reynolds, of course, Linney, Potts, Dodd, all ex-Bamber Bridges. And it's going to be... And Jamie Milligan, of course, is the manager there now, formerly of this parish. It is going to be one of those anything-can-happen games, which is going to be a bit unpredictable.
It's going to be very unpredictable. I think there's going to be a lot of twists and turns at the top of the table between now and the end of the season. Obviously, if you look at the top, we've still to play South Shields away, the leaders. Again, that's another massive game.
And we've got to play Nantwich Town twice as well.
Yeah.
Those games coming thick and fast now. FC United taking on Bamber Bridge this weekend. It's going to be taking place at Iron Gate, Brown Edge Road, Preston, Lancashire, PR5 6UX. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. If you can't make it in person though on Saturday, we'll have full commentary available right here on FC Radio. 2:30 we go to air, and then that match on next Tuesday, Nantwich Town away at the Weaver Stadium. It's going to be a 7:45 kickoff, and we'll have full commentary available here on FC Radio from 7:30. We're going to get the post-match reaction from Neil Reynolds shortly, but Luke Griffiths opening the scoring and first goal for him in red.
Well, yes, he's joined the party at last. There's been a long list of FC scorers this season, and he's been conspicuous by his absence. And now I think there's only Jack Lennon left of the regulars who's not managed to find the net. So I'm sure he'd be quite relieved with that, because all the back four have scored. You know, it's got ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, to be honest with you, I know you missed off Cameron Belford there, but we all know Cameron Belford is going to score before the end of the season.
Well,
I
would say if he gets a chance in a penalty shootout, he would certainly take it.
Exactly, yes. How important is that goal from Hompson Smith, given how I think off we were?
I think it was. Yeah, I think the manager will admit when he gets interviewed that it wasn't a great performance tonight. It was a struggle, but the 3 points matter much more than the performance, I would say. And you know, you got to take into account that the conditions have been difficult, the pitch has been tricky. It's not been an easy night for the players, but they've dug in there and they've found a winning goal. and that winning goal could fuel them into more wins in the coming weeks.
And like we said, we are playing Nantwich. The manager's here watching it. He's going to note that back four, we are missing Curtis Jones still.
Yeah, the good thing is that Jones and Linney may be back to bolster the side in the coming days, so that might be a massive difference.
Yes, absolutely. FC United getting a nice warm reception as they go back to the dressing room to dry off. The rain is coming down here, and the pitch has taken a battering tonight. It's not as bad as a rugby league match that took place at the weekend, which I think it was Keith Levine, Newcastle. You couldn't see who was who at the end, to be honest with you.
I think we just have to accept that between now and the end of the season, the surface here is not going to be fantastic, but we still have to get the points on it.
Yes. There's Cameron Belford coming off. Man of the match for you tonight, Paul?
I give it Potts, to be honest. Yes. I think he kept the engine room going, and he made the fewest errors.
We touched upon it at half time, Paul, just the games that are coming up. We spoke about Bamber Bridge and Nantwich just now, but in the near distant future, at the end of February, Warrington at home, Michelover away, the first game of March, all heading towards that game against South Shields at Mariners Park in the middle of the month, which is looking like it's going to be huge.
And there's no easy matches, certainly.
And if you look at results generally, though, in this division, you look at Warrington tonight playing Grantham near the bottom, not able to pick up three home points there, Warrington and South Shields, all the teams recently, Baysford, South Shields, and FC, to their credit, have not lost a game since October the 15th.
Yeah, and that's quite a remarkable statistic.
And the other thing we have to mention as well is that was against Baysford here, wasn't it, in the middle of October.
Yeah. And we've scored in all of our last 16 league games. That's another interesting stat.
That one again? So that stat again, please?
We've scored in all of our last 16 league games.
Well, that's...
Stafford Rangers was one of the only games where we failed to score.
Yeah, there's only been four. South Shields, Scarborough, Lancaster...
Stafford.
There's only been four sides that have shut us out in the league.
It's some record, that, isn't it?
It's not bad, is it?
Not bad at all. The other thing we have to remember, we haven't played for 10 days, and... Neil was talking about the Atherton game, everyone chomping at the bit to get that game on, and you know, the performance in training last week. Unfortunately, the match was off.
He wants momentum.
You want momentum, and it's a stop-starty kind of last fortnight or so, and that it does take time, doesn't it? And I think he'll be the first to admit that, you know, he tried something tonight and it didn't really work as well as it could have. I think in theory it was the right thing to do, have pace on the flanks, but... We're hampered, weren't we, by their shape, which was very good all the way through the night, Stafford Rangers.
He can only play the cards that he's got in his hand, and some of his cards he didn't have tonight, and he's had to make the best of it. Bear in mind also we lost Donoghue at half-time. That was a bit of a setback as well.
It really was, and he's such a creative player, and if you feel for him, you hope it's nothing too long-term, because, you know...
So it has been difficult for the manager tonight. He's had to make the best of what he's had. But obviously in the coming games he'll be hoping for a stronger squad, and I'm sure he'll want Curtis Jones in his back four. That's been a massive loss to us in recent weeks.
As the song said, Curtis Jones, you've been gone too long, or something like that.
That's why during the Manchester Premier Cup and the Integral League Cup we sent you to the terraces so you could do some homework on terrace banter and the song repertoire.
It's beginning to reap the rewards
and it's
now.
Stuff like that. It's like the planning that's gone into this commentary team at times.
I know,
and the development. We'll wait for Neil Reynolds. Don't you be going anywhere, dear listener at home. But just to let you know, the other games which will be taking place this Saturday in the league, and FC United obviously will be taking on Bamber Bridge, which we covered off earlier. There is a Friday night game, incidentally, between Ashley United and Hyde United, but the big games this weekend, FC United travelling to Bamber Bridge, South Shields hosting Buxton, Baysford United will be hosting Atherton Coles, whilst Lancaster City will be hosting Nantwich Town.
And
big game, that one. And Neil Reynolds joins us now.
Well, Neil, thanks very much for joining us. A tough night, a challenging night in many ways. Is it getting the stage now where just 3 points is the key?
yeah, it is. I don't know where to start. Listen, I'll start with Stafford. Are a completely different side than what they were 6 or 7 games ago. He signed really well. He's got some good players in there, and they've got a chance of getting out of it. They're a good side. They're an effective side. I thought we did well. I thought we played the conditions well. I thought, first half, you know, we deserved our goal. Second half, you know, we talked about not giving silly free kicks away. I called it from here that Aaron goes too tight to the lad. He gives a free kick away and it's landed the Giants and they go and get their equaliser. But silly boy, you know, he's on a booking, going smashing the ball in the SMRE and it kind of turns. Then we went through a transitional period where we, again, a bit like Whitby away, we couldn't use the extra man. We couldn't make it count. And then the message kept going on the pitch and I moved Charlie Ennis into the 10 because a lot of balls were coming through central areas and I thought his calm and influence was exceptional. And, you know, Morgan Thompson-Smith goes and gets the winner and, you know, the balance of play, I don't know. They said we're a really good side. I'm happy with our night's work. It's a tough one for us tonight. We've lost Finn, we've lost Donners, we've lost Kyle, so it's a tough one, but 3 points.
And still unbeaten, though, since mid-October. It's interesting. It's a league where everybody's dropping points, but FC is not losing. And we've got closer to Basford and Lancaster with games in hand. Dormy, second place, possibly, if the results go well. But is it also... We've talked about players who've not been able to get in the side. Are we now seeing the test of that squad and how deep it goes?
Yeah, we certainly are, James. I mean, listen, let's go back to your first point. It doesn't matter who, any manager or any team, to go on the run that we've been on is absolutely incredible. And I'd be applauding any manager or any team that go and do that. I mean, October the 15th, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And credit to the boys downstairs. And you know, you talk about the away form, you talk about the home form, talk about the wins. It's incredible. But like going on to your latter point there, it's a test of character, you know, and people are going to play games. I put together a squad in summer, I let people go, and you know, I've got every faith in Ben Kerr, who hasn't come on tonight, every faith in Jack Lenehan, you know, Finn Sinclair Smith, looking around on the bench, Charlie Ennis had a rest tonight. I've got every faith in these boys are going to come good, but I don't want to unsettle this side that, like you just said, October the 15th, it spans back for. I don't want to go bringing in three or four players who are coming for the wrong reasons now. I want to keep this squad united. We're going to have to, you know, we've hopefully got Curtis Jones back Saturday, which is going to be a massive plus for us. We'll hopefully have, we'll have Regan Linney back, which will be a massive boost for us. And we're just hoping the injuries aren't too big for us. But
so all three players who went off, it was all injury related,
all
was
precaution,
it?
Yeah, well, it was injury. Donna said at half time his hamstring was tight and we didn't want to lose him for Saturday. Kyle did his hamstring after about 10 minutes and it went tight. And Finn, I don't know if you saw the off the ball incident when the booking, ankle come up a tree, he's bleeding. It was naughty, really, from the big lad. But it is what it is, and you know that's going to happen. It's, you know, every team faces injuries, and we're getting our first year now, but we've just got to patch him up and get him back out for Saturday.
Another pleasing stat for you, was given to us by Paul, is that FC have scored in 16 consecutive league games. It's 17 games since FC have failed to score. When you think that Tundi's on a quieter period, how pleasing is it that host Hobson Smith, for example, comes great composure and just slots in it?
It is good. And listen, Tundi's, you know, a bit of a wobble. He's in front of goal. He doesn't seem to be able to score at the minute. If you notice what I did tonight, I took him out of the firing line as a nine and bring him off the left-hand side. We did that when he went through a lean patch at the beginning of the season. But, you know, we nearly scored. Instinct, he's got his header in the first half, he's got that one right at the end. Tundi will score goals. He's a magnificent player, and you know, once he does, he's, you know, there's no stopping him. But he's just going for a bit of a lean period, as centre forwards do. But we just got to keep his confidence high, and you know, for us, he's a great player. I thought he picked up great positions in the first half tonight, coming on from the left
and so, work rate, good work rate,
work rate,
tracking back,
strength on the ball. So listen, Tundi's a great player for FC United, and you know, if he doesn't score every week, he doesn't. But when you've got other lads stepping up, you know, Griff's free kick, I think that's his first of the season, which is
it
great.
It was indeed first goal of the season.
And then Morgan's, you know, two in three or whatever he's got. So listen, we can dissect it, we can pull the bones out of it. We look back at kind of the Earlham game, look at the Whitby game, look at tonight's game. You can say it's a little bit scrappy, but each one of them have won 2-1. So, you know, we'll take that all day long.
Michael Potts, immense tonight.
I thought it was incredible.
Really, the tackling, but just appearing here, there and everywhere.
So I just said in the dressing room, then I highlighted three players: Adam Dodd, Charlie Ennis, and Michael Potts. And you know, at times now, when it's going to get a little bit tense, you need your experienced lads. And I thought, you know, Michael Potts tonight gave a real captain's performance and was magnificent, as was Dodd, and as was Charlie Ennis when he came on. And you know, we're going to need the experience. We're not an old side. You know, we haven't got that 35-year-old who's going to pull us through games now. You know, we're going to have to be reliant on people. But I just said, listen, don't just listen to the lads out there, even the young lads. You've got a massive role to play in this now, and we're here for a reason. We're here because of the young lads. We're here because of the more experienced lads. We're here because we're a good team, and we deserve to be where we are.
A few jitters at the back early on, and Cameron Belford to the rescue with a couple of point blank saves.
Yeah, I was annoyed with the free header. We talk about, you know, a touch tight and rotations not passing on, and you know, large to score. It's a shocking defensive set piece. And we'll look at the video and we'll find out exactly what happened. But you know, you can't give teams chances. Cameron again stepped up, but I thought Doyley and Elson were both too deep tonight. I don't think they stepped out. I think they played a lot of sidewards and wayward passes, really. So, you know, maybe, listen, Elson's coming back in. He hasn't played any football. Doyley's got a little bit of a knock. And for us, you're looking around and you look at Curtis Jones, who's an immense player, and you're thinking, right, he's fresh and ready to go. So, you know, you're rotating and luckily and hopefully you have Curtis back in.
You've got two big, big games coming up. Bamber Bridge and then Nantwich away. Both away games this week in the coming days.
Yeah.
What's your mood like?
Nantwich are a team on the up. You know, they are flying. You know, I think they're going to take some stopping, and you know, they've signed well and they've got some good players. But you know, my side is a good side, and like we just touched upon, the away record that we're on. So you know, we'll hopefully go into that full of confidence. And then you know, we've got the game on Saturday, and you know, people will hype the game up. And I've just put it down in the newsletter that to me this is just another game. It's a club that I had many good years at, but this is my club, and I'm so grateful for having the opportunity to come and manage this club. So, you know, it just long may it continue, and we're going to have to go everywhere, and I've got to go back to Bamber Bridge one day. So it's this Saturday. They'll be revved up for it. We'll take a good crowd. We'll be up for it. We've got some ex-players in our side that played there. But listen, I don't, you know, I enjoy my time at Bamber Bridge, but I'm going back there to win the game this Saturday.
Well, thank you, Neil, for another comprehensive interview. Congratulations on the 3 points.
Brilliant.
That's what's important.
Thanks, guys. That league table's looking...
6 points from South Shields
with a game in hand. I'm going to go
We'll see you very soon. The game's coming thick and fast.
Yeah, so thanks, guys.
Thanks, Neil. Well, that's us over and out for this evening's broadcast. A big thank you to James for joining us and commentating wonderfully throughout. Thank you to Stato Paul and Woodsow as well for joining us on this evening's broadcast there. But that's FC Live for a Tuesday evening. FC United 2-1 winners here over Stafford Rangers, and you'll be hearing from us again in Lancashire on Saturday for Bamber Bridge against FC United, and we'll see you all very soon. Bye bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.